Immigration has been a hot-button political topic for years now, but that has obscured an important part of the broader issue, contends Phil Cafaro. The University of Colorado philosophy professor is also president of a group called Progressives for Immigration Reform. They're pushing the federal government to analyze the environmental consequences of allowing more people into the country.
From an environmental perspective, it's not all that important where people are coming from. And certainly it's not important whether they speak English or Spanish or Swahili. The important thing is the environmental impacts.
Cafaro is one of a number of voices that have been calling for a comprehensive environmental impact study, or EIS, to help inform governmental decisions on immigration policy. He says the presence of millions of additional residents affects everyone in six important areas.
Urban sprawl and farmland loss, water demands and water withdrawals from rivers and streams. Third is greenhouse gas emissions. Fourth is habitat loss and impacts on biodiversity. We're also going to look at energy demands and national security implications. And then finally, we're going to try to get at the international ecological impacts of U.S. immigration policies.
A basic first step in assessing these impacts is simply knowing how much the population is expected to grow. So Cafaro and his colleagues have developed some statistical scenarios to begin to put the issue into perspective.
For each 500,000 more people we let in annually, that translates into 75 million more people living in the United States in 2100. So current population is about 315 million. At zero net immigration, that will increase to 343 million by 2100. On the other hand, if we continue with our current legal immigration rate of about 1 million annually, our population instead will equal 486 million people.
Factored into those numbers is the demographic fact that immigrants, as a whole, tend to have higher birth rates, which further boosts the population totals. Meanwhile, Cafaro points out that by some measures, the capacity for this nation to support its residents is already being exceeded.
When the scientists look at that, they tend to say, well, we might be able to have 100 to 150 to maybe 200 million Americans, given how much we tend to consume. That might be sustainable over the long term. That's already much lower than our current population.
Confronting that, he acknowledges, can lead to some uncomfortable but important discussions.
There are groups out there who would really prefer that you not talk about the numbers. And they tend to say things like, if you're bringing this up, you must be a racist. So what we're trying to do with this study is dial back the rhetoric a little bit and say, let's focus on the numbers, on what we can say objectively about environmental impact, and make that part of the discussion. The presupposition here is that the American people need to make an informed decision about what immigration levels are justified in terms of sustainability and justice and the national interest.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.